Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Colonel Tom Mannion is here, ladies and gentlemen, but I also wish he weren't here for the reasons he's here. But I've asked Colonel Tom Mannion to join us because he's co-authored a book with Tom Celio called Brothers Forever, and it's all about two of America's finest. Travis Mannion, who is Tom's son, and Brendan Looney, who became Travis's best friend, and so I've asked Tom to join us and tell us about the story of these two fallen heroes, one in Iraq, one in Afghanistan, and to tell us about not only these two but also the new greatest generation, I think, in America. Colonel Tom Mannion, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the book. I've written three, and I know how tough writing a book is, but writing this book must have been doubly difficult.
Well, it's a story that needed to be told, Jim. It's a story about, as you said, about Travis and Brendan, but they met at the Naval Academy right after 9/11. And when you think about their service, we lost Travis in 2007 in Fallujah, Iraq, and Brendan 3 years later in 2010. And that following April is when we captured and killed Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. So their service sort of stretches that whole period, and in a way is a representation of all the brave men and women that have served our country, as you've said, over these past 12 years that continue to go into combat time and again, and are so selfless in their service and their belief in something bigger than themselves. So, yes, it's about Travis and Brendan, but it's also about this generation, as you've said.
Tell us about Travis.
Well, you know, Travis, as a father, I was a lucky man. I'd say that this young man that really, I don't think he ever disappointed me a day in his life. He was a very, very good student. He was an athlete in high school, three-sport athlete, and went down to the Naval Academy, did very well down there, and was on the wrestling team and met up with Brendan down there.
Let me stop you for a second, Tom. Folks, if you don't know anything about the military academies, you don't just wander into those places. You don't walk on to the military academies. You have to be. It's very competitive. I'm not 100% sure about how the Navy does it. The Army is. Maybe like 100 new students a year. I've forgotten exactly how they do it, but it's very competitive, very selective, and only the best of the best show up. So
yeah, well,
I want to make sure people understand, if they didn't know it before, if they hadn't thought about it, the fact that these young men made it to the Naval Academy tells you what kind of people they are.
Yeah, and I think that's another good point, Jim, because you know, often at times people believe that those that are serving because they don't have any other options, and
yeah,
both Travis and Brendan could have really done anything. They were great students and athletes, and really had anything they could have chosen to do, but they decided to go to the academy and then to serve our country.
Well, I'll tell you one thing: nobody says what you just said. Nobody says that around me. Nobody says people who serve like that don't have other options. They don't say that around me, but maybe one time. That's the last time they say it. Because I don't let people get away with crap like that.
Yeah,
but I agree with you. There are people who think that, but. But I disabuse them whenever that time is required. But go ahead, tell us some more about Brendan.
They met at the academy, and Travis was a wrestler. Brendan played lacrosse down at Navy, mm-hmm. and when he was a senior, Navy actually played for the national championship. They played Syracuse University at Raven Stadium, and I was there. Travis was there cheering Navy on. Unfortunately, they lost by a goal, but just a great time down there. Travis and Brendan remained very, very close. Travis went off to do a tour with 1st Recon Battalion. He was a member of 1st Recon Battalion and was over in Fallujah and came back, and he was asked to go back again.
When was he at Fallujah the first time?
He was in Fallujah in 06,
uh-huh.
first time, and then came back, 05, end of 05 and beginning of 06. Came back and did a short turnaround because he was asked to be a member of a military transition team. So he's actually mm-hmm. embedded with the Iraqis.
Mm-hmm.
And, when he went back, we talk about it now and it's in the book, but my son-in-law asked him, why he had to go back, and they were kidding around, maybe I could break your leg. And Travis got serious all of a sudden and said, "Hey, Dave, if not me, then who?
Right.
If I don't go back, who's going to go in my place?" So that's been our rally cry at the foundation, "If not me, then who?" And we're delivering that message across the country. And, Brendan was a surface warfare officer, but then had decided to transfer into the Navy SEALs. So when we lost Travis, Brendan was actually in SEAL training. And he called back and obviously was devastated, and he went on to be the honor man of his SEAL class, and went mm-hmm. on to serve with Travis always by his side. And as soon as he got out of SEAL training, Brendan was here and spent time with my wife and I, and just an incredible young man. And unfortunately, in Afghanistan, Brendan was, after 58 missions, combat missions.
So that's with SEAL Team 3, right?
He was with SEAL
Team 3. Folks, you heard about SEAL Team 6, and I hope you realize that there were five SEAL teams besides SEAL Team 6. All of them, the same kind of folks. SEAL Team 6, the one that took out Osama bin Laden, but he was SEAL Team 3, right?
He was SEAL Team 3, and they were doing a lot of incredible work over in the mountains of Afghanistan. And he was a short time before coming home, and his helicopter went down with everyone else on board. They lost their lives.
He was on board the large number of SEALs went down, was it?
No, that's not.
It was a different one. Hold on to that thought, folks. Right back with Tom Mannion, Colonel Tom Mannion.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.